now with that beautiful awareness of indeed, surely the presence is in this place where we come to meet, looking deeply inside of us, aware of our connection to that wonderful presence. So I invite us now, as we prepare for this time in the inner church that we carry with us all the time, to leave momentarily this outer church where we sit with friends and to journey inside that quiet and warm place where we're most aware of who we are and to whom we belong. And so I would invite us in our mind's eye to descend a staircase. Just walking slowly in the beginning. And then the closer we get to that church inside of us, the warmth and the excitement that we feel, and we start walking faster because it feels so good to be here. In this church, our church that is inside of us. So as we approach the door, a welcome sign there. But then we remember to stop for a moment and to just set aside any preconceived idea of what we might experience in this church, but just let it unfold. And so we open that door and we walk in to the flood of love and light and warmth. Open arms. In this beautiful and sacred place where we go with our questions and sometimes go to feel the unconditional love that we need. And so I would invite us in the beauty and the warmth of this place to ask, am I living the real me? Am I being authentic? Am I expressing the gift of who I am? And then to reveal what might be standing in the way of doing that. Fear. Whatever that might be, to just go set it on the altar at this church. Because we don't need it anymore. And so now for a time, let us just rest and bask in the beauty of this church this church inside of us in the silence. And so now, as we prepare to leave this inner church and ascend those steps back to this church, we do so knowing that we can always return to the church within by becoming still and letting our mind take us there. So we do give thanks for this time in the church within, and this time with this physical church where we sit with friends. We give thanks for this unity movement, for the beauty and the truth that it brings. We give thanks for this church, for the light that it brings, not only to those who sit in the pews, but to this community. And we know that that light extends on out into our country and across the waters and the continents to the whole world. What starts right here. So we do give thanks as we pray in the beautiful consciousness of the one who knew that he was the light of the world and told us that we too are a light in the world, Jesus Christ. And in that Christ that lives and moves and has its being in each and every one of us. And so it is. Amen. And now we join together as we sing the prayer that Jesus himself gave to us.